Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, all of us behind the scenes guys would always look at it all the time.
Why? I haven't in a long time, but I used to.
Yeah.
I still look.
You still
do? Yeah, it's mostly like older guys who've been in the radio business
a long
time.
You know who they
are? Sometimes guys will put their name, sometimes not.
Why don't they? So in other words, they're giving you opinions, but they won't give you their actual names.
Well, you don't know.
You really
don't know if it's their names or not. But I mean, everybody's got a first and last name on there. You don't know if it's that person or not. But yeah, I'm surprised you never heard of it.
I'd never heard of it, and I don't have time to go looking at it. I don't even know what it is.
Sometimes they talk about things like signal strength. And
oh, yeah. Oh, really? That's something I want to get myself into. Yeah. Yes.
Right up your alley.
Yes. Like,
old AM radio shows they discuss. What was better, Joe Franklin or Imus?
So would you say that you're 65 and over if you're on that thing or what?
I look on it as well. So.
All right, you do. Okay. Do you actually participate?
No, I legitimately wouldn't even know how to begin to do that.
Yeah.
I feel like you got to register. So as soon as I see registration, I'm out.
Yeah, you don't want to give up your email address and things of that nature.
Then I'm just like, I'll just tweet this thought I have.
Right, exactly.
And that's where the message board has lost a little bit.
Yeah, of course, right, because everybody could do that in their own social media.
I'll tell you what, Jerry, you give us an update. I'm going to check it out.
You check it out. This report brought to you by Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes this Saturday, March 17th at B.B. King's Times Square. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. All right, Boomer's not going to be paying attention, so we're just going to run through this stuff. Giants releasing Dominic Rogers' Cromartie. Today at 4 p.m., teams allowed to negotiate with free agents, but a contract cannot be signed until Wednesday at 4 p.m. when the official league begins. Now, over the weekend, the Niners did agree to sign Richard Sherman. That was, I believe, on Saturday night after he was released by the Seahawks. Basketball in the story there, the NCAA tournament bracket announced Sunday. The one seeds are as followed. You got Xavier, Virginia, Kansas, and Villanova. LIU Brooklyn plays Radford tomorrow night for a 16 seed. The winner gets Nova on Thursday. Syracuse is in the first four as well, facing Arizona State Wednesday night. Iona is a 15. They play second seeded Duke Thursday. Tim Clues, their head coach. Let's go shock the world.
Formidable challenge ahead of us, but man, you got to go and play the game because basketball you got to love. Things can happen on one given day.
Also of note, Seton Hall, an 8 seed. They will play NC State on Thursday. Also Sunday, college basketball-wise, you had Penn win the Ivy League tournament. Davidson beat Rhode Island for the Atlantic 10. Cincinnati claims the AAC. Kentucky wins the SEC as they beat Tennessee. Ryder and Wagner invited to play in the NIT. Ryder plays Oregon in the first round. Wagner takes on Baylor. NBA... not much here, really. The Knicks lost big to the Raptors, 132-106. I enjoyed this clip from Jeff Hornacek. He was asked about how did the Knicks play defensively. It seemed like Toronto had a foolproof plan.
Formidable challenge.
Well, they just drove by us. Then they get in the paint and, you know, they throw it out and guys shoot it in.
Let me play the beginning of that again one more time. So what did they do so well? God. How did you defend?
He just drove by us.
He laughs and says, he
goes, yeah, I got a lot of money left in my contract.
Oh, my God.
132 points.
Yeah. Yeah, there's not much resistance there, is there? A couple of things from this game. You had seven different players for Toronto hitting double figures. Emmanuel Mudiay and Frank Ntilikina both started. Mudiay, 13 points, 5 assists. Ntilikina had 11 points and 2 assists as well. Now, not quite 132 points, but the Nets gave up 120 to the Sixers and lost 120-97. All 5 Philly starters in double figures. Joel Embiid, 21 points and 8 rebounds. Just a loss day for Brooklyn. T-Wolves topped the Warriors, 109-103. Carl Anthony Towns had himself a day.
Dribbles into the paint, runs it up, down the lane short. Towns offensive rebound, put back, yes! Off the window! 31 for Carl Anthony Towns. 108-103.
That is T-Wolves radio. That was the big national game yesterday as they beat Golden State. 109-103 would be the final score. 31-16 for Towns
now,
in that game.
Steph Curry did not play in that game. Was that game being played when Davidson was playing? And if they were, which game was he paying attention to?
I'm sure he was paying attention to the Warriors.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure he was.
I don't know. He seemed pretty happy that Davidson made the
I mean, why not?
It's his team,
This is not a guy. Okay. I don't think he can knock Steph Curry for just about anything at this point in his career.
No, I was just wondering, who do you think he was paying more attention to?
Well, the Davidson thing meant more to Davidson than this game did to the Warriors. That's for sure.
That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, so, I mean, if he maybe. I'm not positive. And that selection show, I mean, that was just... We could talk about it later.
We'll get to that. Oof. Rockets beat the Mavericks 105-82. And, oh, by the way, James Harden did not play in that game. Eric Gordon had 26. Lakers over the Cavaliers 127-113. Have you guys watched it all? Was it Lonzo LeVar? No, Lonzo Ball.
Yeah, Lonzo is the guy who plays for the Lakers, yes.
And I'm not saying he's been good, bad, or indifferent. I don't know. But it seems like every time I check a game recap or a box score, there's nothing there.
No, he had a couple
has
of
he
really,
had?
Yeah, recently he's had a couple of really big games.
He has.
Yeah. You can't just look at the points with him, though, too. I mean, he's a guy that he's an assist guy, he's a steals guy. And some nights he goes off for a lot of points. But no, he's been a lot better recently.
Like I see Isaiah Thomas with 20 points playing the point guard position. And Julius Randle last night was really big, 36, 14, and 7 assists. But the Lakers do win over the Cavs, 127-113. And the Pacers beat the Celtics 99-97. Kyrie Irving with a knee injury, not sure of the severity there. Spring baseball, Marlins, Yankees yesterday, and Miami did win 7-5. But along the way, you get this.
The 3-1. Swung on and into the air to deep left. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Aaron Judge just lost one to left field. All rise. Here comes the judge. It's Judgment Day in Jupiter.
Yeah, it was his first home run of the spring. John getting him in regular season form right there. Here was Aaron Boone with John and Susan during the game saying this, Gary Sanchez, everybody better look out.
I think he's in a really good place, and I think he's going to show the world how special a player he is all around this season.
Especially in that lineup, no doubt. And Jordan
Gunned a guy down at second base, Real Muto.
That's not a – I mean, his arm is amazing.
His arm is ridiculous. He actually is not afraid to use it.
No, not at all. Jordan Montgomery did go 2 1/3. He allowed 5 hits, a couple of walks, 4 runs, but he says it's really not about results in the spring for him.
Mentally, I can kind of almost work on things this camp instead of last camp, just kind of going out there with my best, trying to strike everybody out.
He says he's got a spot and feels pretty good about himself. Yankees, Twins tonight. We'll have it on the fan. Masahiro Tanaka to start there. Then for the Mets, they also got a big home run.
Cespedes, a pretty good hitter, too. Launches one to left, and that ball is gone. The first ball put in play today, and it's Yoenis Cespedes with his third home run this spring.
That is Wayne Randazzo.
He's Yoenis. He's on fire, my desire.
The home run for Cespedes, Jay Bruce doubled, but the Mets did lose to the Astros 5-2. Bigger story was Jacob DeGrom, 2 2/3, first start of spring. Allowed a couple of runs, 2 hits, 4 strikeouts. Mickey Callaway says all good with DeGrom.
We know who Jacob DeGrom is. You know, he got a little tired in the third, which is good. You want to get him tired each outing to get him ready for the season.
All in all.
98 miles an hour he hit, and was Cespedes wearing like a catcher's shin guard when he was batting?
He always wears a shin guard.
I didn't
notice that it went to the knee, if that's what you're...
It looked like it.
Wow.
It didn't go all the way up to the knee, did it?
I think it did.
Oh, my God.
It looked like a catcher's shin guard.
Opening day, it's like all the way up to the thigh. He's got,
no, that's just normal.
That's normal. That's normal.
Yeah.
That goes up to the knee.
Not quite.
It's below.
That to me, I feel like is pretty standard these days.
At least it's not yellow.
No, it's orange. Matches the uniform.
He's got the.
I love the yellow armband.
He looks like great, he's going to go play laser tag.
And you know who else loves it? Kids.
Yeah.
Net fans.
Mm-hmm.
Again, smile, have fun, enjoy life. Good stuff. You should wear one for our softball games.
Win.
That would be awesome.
Win.
Matter of fact, when he wore it and he came here, they did win.
Win.
Yeah, they did.
Win.
That's exactly right. Boy, I would swear you hate the Mets. Phillies have signed Jake Arrieta, 3-year, $75 million. He was looking for, I believe it was 6 for $200 on the open market, so he settles for 7 for $200. He winds up getting 3 for $75 yesterday, so there are the Phillies doing that. Islanders, Flames, and the losing streak ends.
Out for Letty. Here's Boychuk, wide open, fire, save, rebound, score, Anders Lee. Got the
the rebound, and the Islanders don't even take a minute to add to their lead here in the second.
That is Brendan Burke on MSG. Islanders beat the Flames yesterday 5-2. Nick Leddy and Johnny Boychuk score 18 seconds apart early in this game as well. And Christopher Gibson, 50 saves. Islanders snap an 8-game losing streak.
It's good to know
streak.
That there's another goalie out there that has to save at least 50 to win a game.
Under siege,
holy
yes.
Holy crap.
Tonight, the Rangers host the Hurricanes. And finally in golf, Paul Casey wins the Valspar Championship of the weekend. Really seemed to be about Tiger Woods, who played quite well, finished a shot back, had a chance on 18, could have forced a playoff, misses the putt. Obviously, nothing easy, but he says definitely improving, even with the second place finish.
Well, I think that I've gotten a little bit better than what I was, you know, a couple weeks ago at Honda, and I keep getting just a little bit better and a little bit sharper.
Did you see where he had the club head speed of 129 miles an hour? That was the fastest speed of a club head this PGA Tour season thus
far. How about that?
It's incredible.
And this guy's had he's got a fused back.
His back is better, though, and you can tell watching him.
He looks good.
I'm shocked. I am shocked he's playing this well. I mean, especially after that whole deal
but
with the medication.
Healthy.
I know, but I didn't think he's ever going to get healthy. All the back surgeries, it just seemed like he was never going to get over that hump. I still think, though, that one swing knocks something out of whack, and then that'll be the end of it. But I'm very, very surprised that he played that well. But it's
not,
great.
Let's hope not. Did you see the crowds down there for the Valspar?
It's awesome.
Sure
no.
The ratings were good yesterday for NBC.
I mean, there'd be nothing better than for him to be there on Sunday at Augusta with a shot. I mean, there'd be nothing better than that.
And he's playing Bay Hill, where he always plays well. And if he's playing like this, why the hell can't he win? They were saying Al, too, he won $550,000. That's like the biggest paycheck he's earned playing golf. It's got to be 5 years now, right?
His numbers out in Vegas in terms of the Masters now have shrunk. He's 10-1, and he's third behind Justin Thomas and Dustin Johnson. And now all of a sudden he's come all the way back.
Yeah.
And, you know, people are excited. He brings eyeballs to golf, and it's great.
Would you be surprised if him and Mickelson are on the front page of the leaderboard again?
No. I think it would be awesome. And you know what else would be awesome? It would be awesome for the U.S. Open here at Shinnecock this year. If those two guys are playing as well as they have played and one of them wins the Masters, and then we get to June, and then all of a sudden they're coming here for the U.S. Open at Shinnecock, it's going to be unbelievable. So. I mean, tickets are going to be impossible to get if those guys are playing as well as they are.
The game is better when he's playing well.
So. 100%.
And there you go.
All right, Jerry, thanks. I was going to go through some Lonzo Ball stats, but I feel like that moment has passed.
Well, just quickly, so like his last five games.
Yeah, well, all right. So against the Spurs, 18 points, 11 assists, 7 rebounds, 2 blocks, and a steal. That was a pretty good one. Against the Orlando Magic on Wednesday the 7th, 16 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 blocks, 2 steals. That's sort of like his.
It's okay.
I mean, so it's not terrible. I mean, last night.
No, last night he was 2 for 11.
19 years old?
I know that. I'm just curious. Every time I look at it, I never see a good stat line.
There's not a lot of
points. I don't know what kind of season he's having.
Not a lot of points.
You could see that, you know, when he started, at, you know, in the summer league, you could see that he could play.
Oh, yeah.
Now, he was far better than everybody else with that was in the league. And it's going to take him time just to mature, but he's got basketball in his blood, and you see it. From time to time, and it's like every other little point guard out there, they have to, you know, they have to become more consistent. That's all there is to it, and that comes with hopefully maturity.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.